I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. It's less than a month till the midterms, and if it seems like the whole country is a political battlefield, well, it's pretty much the case. Republicans and Democrats are in a fierce fight for control of the country's political agenda. And in the age of Trump, the whole world's watching. Among other things, this election season is seeing an unprecedented wave of female candidates, and the trend extends to red states and less prominent offices. The World's Roopa Shenoy spent time with one candidate in Arizona, where rapidly changing demographics have got both parties paying close attention.
I have never wanted to be a candidate.
January Contreras swears she never wanted to be doing this, shaking hands and raising money for a campaign, even though she says people urged her to run after she served as an advisor to Janet Napolitano, Arizona's last Democratic governor.
I just think there are many, many ways to serve, and it doesn't have to be as a candidate.
But last year, with President Donald Trump in office and Republicans in control of Congress, Contreras says she felt powerless. Her son Noah remembers when he learned of his mom's plans to change that.
We were at a dinner table, and then Dad said, "We talked this over, and your mom's going to run to be the Attorney General of Arizona."
Noah's a high school freshman who's still rubbing his eyes this Sunday morning. We're in a union hall after one of Contreras' campaign events.
Do you remember what your first reactions were?
Not exactly. What were they?
Your first question was, "What's Attorney General? Why aren't you running for governor?"
That sounds like me.
And Lucas, do you remember yours?
Her older son, Lucas, is a high school junior.
Lucas's first response was, "What are the commercials going to say about you?"
He worried that political attack ads would target Contreras for being Latina. She's fourth-generation Arizonan and pro-immigrant rights. On the way to another event, a fundraiser in a gated community, Contreras says that was a powerful moment for her. One son asking about the risks people face when running for office, the other asking why she wasn't taking a bigger risk for a more prominent position.
There are a lot of people who don't know what the Attorney General does.
But after serving in the Obama administration and creating a nonprofit that provides free legal services, Contreras, as Attorney General, may help decide things like whether Arizona will try to repeal the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. She wants to keep it. The Republican incumbent, Mark Brnovich, doesn't, and had Arizona join other states that argued the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. Contreras also supports DACA, a program that offers some undocumented immigrants relief from deportation, while Brnovich has battled to keep DACA recipients from getting driver's licenses. Brnovich's campaign didn't respond to interview requests, but this is him on Fox News in March.
Look, I'm a first-generation American. My family fled communism in Eastern Europe, and this fundamental principle about the rule of law is the federal government should not be telling Arizona who they can or can't issue driver's licenses to.
Arizona's a third Latino with some of the strongest pro-immigrant groups in the country. Democrats hope that with Latino candidates like Contreras and David Garcia for governor, more Latinos will vote. And Contreras says she hopes that Latinos see in her someone like them, someone they can trust. But she also knows that Latinos in Arizona don't see themselves as a single group.
We don't always see issues from that lens, but we certainly can see when others are trying to constantly make issues about ethnicity from the other side. And that is, I think, something that we will stand up for and reject, because I think it's clear to a lot of people, including Latinos, that there are people in power right now who want to treat us as second-class citizens.
That may have helped spur record turnout in the primaries last month, with a big showing by Democratic voters. Our Lyft driver tells Contreras he'll be one of them in next month's election. And Contreras is confident as she heads into her fundraiser.
I think it's going to be fun for the rest of the country to watch Arizona and watch us wake up and demand more.
Arizona is a state going through big changes. This will be its first election after Republican Senator John McCain passed away. Senator Jeff Flake's seat is also open. He was openly critical of Trump and won't run again.
I need your support.
Another longtime Arizona figure, former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, was in the running for Flake's seat. He's well known for being tough on undocumented immigrants.
And I know that many people fear me going. They don't have to fear me. I'm a nice guy. I do my job.
But Arpaio was knocked out in the primary. Republican strategist Constantine Carrard acknowledges that Republicans are vulnerable, with some promises unfulfilled.
They have not yet built the wall. They have not yet, you know, gotten rid of Obamacare. And so you have a certain amount of frustration within one party's base and a great deal of energy in the opposition party's base. And that's what can make these midterms a challenge.
But Carrard says Republicans are entrenched in Arizona, and they brought more resources into the state this election cycle, using more database strategies to target voters. Carrard says Trump and his plans for an expanded border wall are popular among GOP voters here, including Latinos.
You know, this idea of the Latino vote being this monolithic vote that moves in a single direction really isn't true. The highest-ranking Hispanics, Latinos in Arizona over the last several years have all been Republican. And a lot of Hispanics in Arizona who are here legally tend to be some of the strongest advocates for border security. So they don't respond in sort of that knee-jerk fashion that if you're for secure borders, that means you don't like brown people.
So Carrard scoffs at the idea that Latino candidates like Contreras could draw enough new voters for Democrats to win.
This is a Republican state. She's going to get crushed.
Welcome January.
At Contreras' fundraiser, which draws a few dozen people, Contreras gets questions about mass incarceration, children in foster care, and immigrant families in detention. Contreras responds that her role as state attorney general is limited, but she'll do what she can and join other attorneys general in their fights against the Trump administration.
I mean, the bottom line is that this is a moment where I'm running for attorney general. This is one line on your ballot. But people in Arizona right now are choosing what version of Arizona they believe in. And will that be an Arizona where we come together, where we are fighting for one another? Or is it going to be an Arizona that adopts this us versus them for a longer period of time?
Some polls show the Arizona Attorney General race as tight. Others give the Republican candidate a clear edge. If Contreras wins, she'll be the first Latina to hold the position. If she loses, she says she'll do what she's always done, find other ways to serve. For The World, Rupa Shenoy, Tucson, Arizona.